97 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
I wake up with you guys. I spend my day with you guys. You guys are the best.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the day. Big Bay Mornings live on your radio. How are you dealing with being in lockdown and sheltering in place? I think everybody's dealing with it a bit differently. Now, the three of us, Greg, producer Art, myself, as I just looked at the FaceTime cameras, right? I'm like going through the internet, seeing what's out there, what's happening in the news, and then I pull up the screens because we're all broadcasting in our own locations. Greg probably is dealing with it the best. He's working out 17 times a day. Yes. He did yoga yesterday. He's eating right. He said he's down 20 pounds.
I'm down four pounds.
So he's handling it the right way. I look over to the camera on the right, and that's producer Art. He was just twerking. A grown man was just twerking.
Yeah.
Hands on the ground to that last song, shaking his big butt into
in the camera.
It's not that big.
It's
just such a good song. I was having fun. I'm sorry for twerking in the camera.
And I look like I've been living on the streets for a month.
You do.
Yeah. You look like you've given up all hope. Like, you... You really actually look like you stopped showering. I mean, I'm not believing that you're taking a shower every day. I don't believe you. I really do not.
Well, and the truth is, so my studio, it's a detached storage room is what it was once upon a time. Half of it we turned into an office. The other half is still a storage room. But it has its own door. Well, I've been kicked out of the house. So I've been living here in the storage room for like about a week now. So that's why I look the way I look. But
I just really feel like if you did not have a wife and a daughter, like, you would full on. Like, no pants, no showers, no... I mean, I just think there would be nothing going on with you. We would lose sight of you for days, like you would go missing.
Well, we hope you're hanging in there, everybody. Good morning. And a huge thank you to all of our heroes out there, of course, keeping this thing called life going right now for us. And there's a whole parade of amazing people doing it every single day. And we do thank you. If you have a hero in your life right now, feel free to text who they are, what they do, and we would love to shout them out on the radio. 888-456-9970. And a shout out to a couple local restaurants that are open for business that texted in earlier. Merchy Cafe in Fremont. Good morning. And also Luigi's Sandwich Place in Concord. I heard their tri-tip sandos are insane over there.
It sounds good.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? So support your local restaurant. Your dollar is your voice right now. If you can, please do that. We have $1,000 for you to win in the Big Money Minute Trivia Game. 10 questions, 60 seconds. All the money could be yours. And we'll look for caller 9 right after this.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we go over to Luis in San Francisco. Good morning, Luis.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Good. How about yourself?
We're good. We're hanging in there. We're trying to get you $1,000. Have you played Big Money Minute before?
No, this is my first time.
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's do it. One and done. Let's score this $1,000, man.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. 10 questions, Luis. You get them all right within that time. We give you the moolah. Let's go.
Ready, set, go.
Cruella De Vil is the villain in what Disney movie?
101 Dalmatians.
Spell accomplishment.
A-C-C-O-M. Oh, sorry. A-C-C. Pass.
All right. NHL stands for National Blank League.
Hockey League.
Which planet has the most rings?
Saturn.
How many stripes are in the Adidas logo?
3.
True or false, J.K. Rowling wrote 50 Shades of Grey.
Pass.
What's the longest running animated TV show?
Pass.
What county is Pleasanton in?
Contra Costa.
2 times 2 plus 16 equals?
20.
How many continents are there?
7.
Boom.
All right, let's go through them. We passed on a couple, and we will give you the answers. Cruella De Vil is the villain in 101 Dalmatians. Accomplishments. It's too long. I'm not going to spell it. You didn't either.
Why?
Okay, fine. ACCOMPLISHMENT. All right, we're out of time.
Bye.
NHL is National Hockey League. The planet with the most rings, that's Saturn. There are three stripes in the Adidas logo. You got that right. J.K. Rowling did not write 50 Shades of Grey. She wrote Harry Potter. The longest running animated TV show, that's The Simpsons. Pleasanton, that's in Alameda County, not the CC. And 2 times 2 plus 16, that equals 20, and there are 7 continents.
How many did he get right? How many did Louise get right?
Six. He got six out of ten.
All right, Louise. Well, thank you for playing this morning, and you can call back and play in about an hour or tomorrow. Same time, same place. We'll do it again, all right?
All right. Thank you.
All right, stay safe out there. Thank you for listening. We are going to take a quick break here. When we get back, we're going 60 minutes commercial free, and we have a 720 Love Trap follow-up. Greg, what's happening?
On Tuesday, we busted Scott sneaking another woman into his apartment while he was supposed to be sheltering in place. How is his girlfriend Olivia picking up the pieces? We'll find out in the Love Trap follow-up.
Love Trap follow-up.
And before we get Olivia back on the line, let's give you a clip from Tuesday's Love Trap when we busted her boyfriend, Scott.
I've just been, you know, at home by myself and, you know, doing my own thing. And then I was texting his roommate the other day because I've become, like, pretty good friends with one of his roommates. And I literally just, like, asked her, like, hey, how you doing? Like, how are y'all coping? And just checking in. And, like, we start talking and everything's fine. And then all of a sudden she's like, Olivia, I'm so sorry that you and Scott didn't work out. I really don't like the new girl he's seeing.
What?
And we have not broken up. I don't know if, like I don't want to overreact because I'm like, well, what if, like, she's mistaken? What if, like, this girl, like, she said her name was, like, Ariel and nobody liked her because he's been bringing her in the house and out of the house and, like, we're supposed to be sheltering in place.
Yeah.
You're also pissed about that. Like, I know, it's really screwed up.
Well, here's what we'll do, Olivia. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We will call him up, offer him some roses, and go from there. See who he sends them to, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to my girlfriend, Ariel.
Got it. And we will attach a card with the roses so Ariel knows who's sending them. It's a blank card. We could just put to Ariel from Scott, or if you wanted to customize it.
Oh, let me think. I'll just write, say, who knew lockdown would be so fun? I would rather be with you than anyone.
All right. Hey, Scott.
Pretty good. Yeah, that's good.
My name is actually Benny, and you're on the radio right now on the Love Trap here at 99.7 Now. We have your girlfriend, at least your other girlfriend, Olivia, is on the phone. Olivia?
Oh. Who the hell is Ariel?
What is this?
How many girlfriends?
What are you doing?
How many girlfriends do you have? Scott.
What is this?
I just told you what it is. The Love Trap. Where we catch barrier cheaters.
What are you doing? Why are you bombarding me?
What am I doing? You're my boyfriend.
Why are you calling this
other girl, Ariel, your girlfriend?
Well, you called a radio station to con me into some lie to put on national radio?
You know what? Every time I ask you what's up, you sit there and act like everything is fine. You're like, oh, no, babe, love you. Everything's good. We're good. And then it's great for 2 weeks. And is this why? Have you just been running back to this random girl named Ariel the whole time?
Hey, don't get mad at me. I haven't talked to you in about 2 weeks, okay?
Screw you guys. They told me how pissed they are.
All you,
because you keep bringing her up and out of your house, and you're putting all of your roommates at risk because you're being selfish and cheating on me.
And you're not that slick, dude. Your roommate spilled the tea to Olivia.
Dude, I don't want to talk to you. Listen, Olivia, I don't want to talk to you either. Like, obviously, you didn't get the clue the first time. I'm done, dude. You guys.
Oh, whoa,
Scotty boy.
Oh, my God.
Well, rightfully so, Olivia was pretty torn up a few days ago. She joins us once again. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning.
How are you? Like, how are you feeling after all that went down?
I feel, like, a lot better now. Like, when it first happened, I was really upset. Because, like, I mean, I dated him for 9 months. And, like, I had never done anything wrong to him. Like, sure, we had, like, disagreements like anybody. But, like, I'd never cheated on him. I'd never lied to him. I'd never hurt him.
He was being a jerk.
I know. Like, it was so... And trying to tell me that it was my fault. Like, I just thought that was ridiculous. But, after, like, I talked to y'all, I actually, like, called his roommates and I spoke to all of them. And, they just, like, they confirmed everything and they, you know, told me, like, what was going on and everything. And I told them, like, you know, that we didn't break up. Like, he never broke up with me. And then they all got really upset. And, like, they don't even want to live with him anymore because I found it out that, like, he was doing that to me and just the kind of person he is.
Damn, it sounds like his roommates like you more than him.
No, really. Like, seriously, like I said, like, I never did anything wrong. And, like, we have become friends. Like, and so, like, literally, they were just, like, they were so mad that he would do that. Like, even not to me, but to anybody. But, like, because we had all become friends, like, they were really mad. So, like, basically, like, I got the roommates. Like, I got the friends in the situation.
He sounds like he's being a jerk by bringing some new chick into their house that really shouldn't be there at this point.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, the thing is, it's putting them all at risk. You should be staying at your home and bunkering down and, like, listening to what our government officials are telling us because, like, people are gonna keep spreading this virus and, like, we need to, like, hurry up and get it done with, you know? And so, like, that's just, like, contributing and, like, putting all of them at risk, which is so selfish. Just so you can, like, have your girl over. And I don't know, like...
I think all the way around, Olivia, you're in a better place.
Yeah, no, like, I feel a lot better. Like, I deserve better. And so, putting him in the past and moving forward and...
You know what? I know this for a fact. It takes a little while to start cultivating things on Tinder. So do it now. And then in a couple, and then a couple months when these people are trying to actually finally meet, we'll be able to go out. Uh-huh. And then maybe you can start July or August and actually have a date.
It'll be perfect.
All right, Olivia. Well, we thank you for listening. And again, you know, we're sorry, but this is for the best and good luck on the future.
Thank you guys so much for your help. I really appreciate y'all.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. About to enter it. The love trap.
And entering with us this morning is Susie. Hi, Susie.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. I know this is like a difficult time. I mean, we're all like sheltered in place, and now you're having a tough time with your husband, it says?
Yeah, unfortunately, I am. I'll just get into it, I guess. We've been married for almost like a year, and I've been having some suspicions. Mainly because my husband doesn't keep his wedding ring on.
Ooh, that's classic.
Yeah, so, like, I keep finding it.
Like, ever? Like, he just doesn't wear jewelry type of guy, or what?
No. I mean, he kept it. He puts it on, but then I find it, like, in his pants pocket or, like, in the bathroom. Or I find it sometimes in the bedroom after he's gone to work. And his excuse is always like that he doesn't like wearing like the wedding ring to like the gym because it's uncomfortable. And then now that the coronavirus is going on, he says he's washing his hands so much, but it's just annoying to have it on. So he would rather just not wear it at all.
Well, he's full of excuses. They're good ones, too.
Well, I will say, as a married man, I take mine off every night before bed. But I
put it back on
every morning. Oh, yes. So, I mean, I get the part of maybe taking it off from time to time. But, yeah, I mean, it should be on the majority of the time.
And you're saying he's, like, leaving it there, like, when he leaves the house. He's going to work. He's going to the gym. He's going to the store. No wedding ring.
Exactly. I mean, I've talked to him about it, and he knows how much this means to me. But it just... It doesn't seem to matter. And I the excuse of it, like, bothering him so much. Like, I get some people don't like to wear jewelry, but, like, my wedding ring is bulkier than his. And it doesn't bother me, you know, like, when I'm doing normal things. I mean, I take it off at night, but that's about it. Like, I put it back on and I do my normal daily activities. So it just seems like an excuse that I don't buy, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like, so you have talked to him about it, but have you come out and directly accused him of anything or asked him
if he's... No, I haven't accused him of cheating or anything, but I mean, when I talk to him, he just knows that it bothers me. I mean, I just think out of respect, he should wear it. And then right now, like, I'm working from home, and he's still working. He's an essential employee. So it's just kind of eating at me that I'm home, and there's the ring, like, all day, like, seeing it. So it just kind of, ugh.
That's what's eating at you. Okay, and I take it he is out of the house. He's not, like, in the next room from you?
No, he's out. He's completely out.
That would be awkward. You're in the bedroom. He's in the living room.
Yeah, it would be awkward.
All right, Susie. Well, we're going to cross our fingers. We're going to come right back, and we'll make the call to your husband, Jesse, okay?
Here we go again.
Commercials off.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Big Bay Mornings on.
99.7 Now.
We're in the middle of the Love Trap on Big Bay Mornings, and we just talked to Susie, and she's stuck at home right now, but her husband, Jesse, he's still going to the office every day, so she's starting to wonder, you know, if he's up to something more than just work. But the bigger issue is he has not been wearing his wedding ring, and he's leaving it at the house. So we're going to call him now, offer him a little care package, and see who he decides to send it to.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can I please speak with Jesse?
This is him.
Good morning. Hope you're safe and healthy out there. My name is Chad, and I'm calling from Heavy Petals, and we are a brand new flower and gift shop here in San Bruno. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, but I shouldn't be getting any solicitation calls. I have a call blocker on my phone. I don't need anything like that.
Okay, well, I'm calling you. Yeah, I do have your information in front of me, so I apologize for that. I did not know you were in any type of list, but as you know, local companies, we definitely need some help in trying to, get our name out there and continue our business right now. So I'm calling you because I have a free offer. This isn't going to cost you a thing. If you have a couple of minutes, I'd love to tell you what I'm offering you here today.
All right. I'm at work, so yeah, okay, fine. Just maybe.
Sure, I will indeed. I'm calling because right now we are currently running a promotion where we're offering 12 local residents each week our essentials package, just to make sure everybody has enough food and treats while we are on lockdown. And for you, you are one of the 12 residents this week, so it is completely free. Of course, we are running a no-contact service at the moment, so we will deliver these to your doorstep or anybody of your choice. As long as they are here in the Bay Area, we can send them on your behalf.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
Awesome, Jesse.
So who I'm going to send it to, right?
Yeah. Like I said, we can deliver these to you or we can send them to somebody else. All we would need is a name and an address. So it doesn't matter. It's up to you.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to send it to, I'll give you the name right now. Her name is Emma.
Emma, E-M-M-A?
Yeah, that's correct.
And do you have Emma's address?
Yeah, it's Good Girl Drive.
I can attach a little card, with the care package so Emma knows who's sending these. Did you want to customize it or just want me to put to Emma from Jesse? Or?
Yeah, we can customize it.
Okay.
I'll start with this. You say I never put you first, but I wanted you to know that you are special to me.
Hey, Jesse?
Yeah.
My name is actually Benny. You're live on the radio right now on 99.7 Now in what's called the Love Trap. It's where we catch Bay Area cheaters. And on the phone with myself and Greg is your wife.
Jesse.
Hello?
Who the hell is Emma?
Susie?
Jesse. This is Susie. Yeah, it is. Who is Emma?
Emma?
Yes. Emma,
wait,
the one
hold on.
You just
I'm
said.
On the radio.
Okay.
Yeah, Emma, she's a girl at work. She's a girl that works with me.
A girl
that works with you?
Stop it. Stop lying.
I'm not lying.
Is this the reason you don't wear
the
wedding ring? Is this why you don't wear a wedding ring? So she doesn't
see?
Oh,
my God.
Like,
the wedding ring?
Who is Emma? I don't believe that she's...
I told you she works with me.
Okay, so
I'm
then...
I'm not going to fight about this.
If she works with you, Jesse, can you explain the note? You say, I never put you first, but I wanted you to know that you are special to me. What does that mean?
Yes, she's one of the secretaries. She works right on me, and she does a lot of work for me.
Okay, so if she's a secretary and she just does regular work, why are you sending her a package? She's right there. Like, if you needed her to feel special, like, you could have just brought something from home or said, hey, Emma,
thank you for your work. Like, why are you sending her a package that includes, like, goodies and flowers? See, like, I don't understand. And why don't you wear your ring?
Oh, my God.
My God. You're caught. You're 100% caught. Look at you. You're
I'm not caught.
Pathetic.
I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't like wearing jewelry.
Jesse.
What?
Okay, because...
Are you having an affair with Emma?
No, I'm not having an affair with Emma.
And Susie, no. You're 100% sure you never met this girl. He's lying about that.
I never met her.
Oh, my God. Look, you want to call me a liar and tell me I'm cheating? You guys are putting me up to this. I didn't ask for any of this. This is ridiculous. I can't believe this.
Wait, we are the a-holes?
Yeah. You're calling me up unsolicited and baiting me into this ridiculous scenario that's not true, and now my wife's yelling at me. You're the
Is your wedding ring on right now?
No, it's not. I actually have it in my hand. And you know what? I'm going to throw it out the front door. There you go, Jesse. You never have to wear a ring again.
He's gone.
Of course. He has nothing more to say.
Do you believe him that that's someone he works with?
No, I don't. I've never met an Emma. Who? What is his note? Just his note itself. You say that I never put you first. That, to me, just sounds like he's having an affair and she has a problem that I'm first and she's not.
Even more selfish of him during this time to be out and about doing this and then coming home to you. And who knows if he's spreading this virus between you and her, and who knows who else.
Exactly.
All right. Well, this is pretty heavy, so I know you've probably got a lot to deal with on your end. We're gonna let you go now, and we'll try to reach you next week and see how you are.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for helping me.
All right.
Take care.